علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are presently discussing the 147th sermon in Nahjul Balagha, which also has some very important phrases that explain what kind of system is required inside an Islamic society, an Islamic ummah. What are the qualities of the people? What are the tenets that govern this community? And what are the main basic principles of its continuity? And previously we discussed about the Holy Quran. That means that the whole process of guidance is one of the most important tenets of the Islamic government. That means governance of Islam, Islamic governance, is very much strongly dependent on divine guidance. And that divine guidance is from the Holy Quran. And of course, the Holy Quran is brought by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And the Prophet is the explainer. He is the one who explains and teaches the people regarding this book. He teaches them about the Quran, about the teachings of God. And one of the purposes basically of these prophets and messengers, and of course the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, is to emancipate mankind and to free them from the clutches and from the chains that bring them back, that pull them down, that cause their potentials not to be materialized and realized.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, one of the very important purposes of the coming of the prophets was this issue of emancipation. If you notice in this particular sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions about the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam بِقُرْآنٍ قَدْ بَيَّنَهُ وَأَحْكَمَهُ. And then he goes on until he explains وَكَيْفَ مَحَقَ مَنْ مَحَقَ بِالْمَثُلَاتِ, how the people, the Quran contains those particular messages that tell us about how the previous generations, because of their mistakes, ended up in very wrong places and ended up receiving the punishment of God. وَاحْتَصَدَ مَنْ احْتَصَدَ بِالنَّقِمَاتِ. So basically this was the phrase that we were talking about. But in continuity to that explanation, we realize that the role of the prophetic teachings, rather the prophet himself and the messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is pivotal in the issue of explaining the book, the Quran. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. One of the duties of the Prophet was to explain to the people what was revealed unto them. And this revelation, one of the most important parts of this revelation is the teaching or the element of freedom. And that is why in the Holy Quran, one of the duties of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is يَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. His duty is to remove the chains, to remove those weights that are causing mankind to stay in a state of stagnation and degradation. Actually, what are these chains? These chains are the chains of ignorance, the chains of sinfulness, the chains of governance of the oppressed, of the oppressors, the chains of oppression that actually chain down the fitrah and the human nature.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, the human nature, according to the Quran, is something amazing, is something powerful. It's the most beautiful creation of God, if, of course, it achieves its potentials. It's the most powerful creation of God if it achieves its potentials. But the human entity is that entity that can receive the highest levels of God's mercy and achieve the highest training from God. That is the way the human nature is. But that human nature is like a treasure trove which needs to be extracted or excavated by a hard-working human being. Through the teachings of the Prophet, guidance needs to flow from that person's heart. That's how a human being is. There needs to be a miner who comes and digs those pearls from within the heart. And that is the duty of the Prophet. The Prophet is the one, the messengers are the ones who come and teach us, or rather they themselves come and extract those pearls and diamonds from within our hearts. They bring about that humanity from within us through their teachings. And that is why, according to one phrase of Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَيُثِيرُوا لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ الْعُقُولِ, that one of the duties of the messengers is to cause those treasures that are buried within the intellects to come out and show themselves, right? To extract them from within the hearts and souls of mankind. That is the duty of the messenger. And this being the duty of the messenger means that the messenger plays a pivotal role for a human to achieve his perfections. It is through those day-to-day, governances, through those day-to-day advices, that's through the Prophet, these creatures, these human beings are able to achieve their purposes. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us achieve our direction and our purpose through the messengers and the prophets. Alayhimu salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه